This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with you today. Over the weekend, New Jersey High School star quarterback Evan Murray collapsed on the sidelines and later died at a game. An autopsy revealed on Monday that the cause was a ruptured spleen after a hit on the field. It was a rare incident in a sport that has found itself under the microscope in recent years as evidence mounts about the safety of the sport, particularly at the professional level, and as science is emerging around the consequences of brain injuries, concussions. But away from the pros, more than a million young athletes play football at the high school level. Deaths are rare, of course. Just 5 were recorded among high school athletes last year. But some schools are less willing to take that risk. In just a minute, we're going to hear from young players and their parents on how they weigh the dangers and the benefits of the sport. But first, I'm joined by Nelson Mitten. He's president of the Maplewood Richmond Heights School Board, just outside of St. Louis. And in June, that school decided to end its football program. Nelson Mitten, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ending a football program at an American high school, let's be honest, is a really big step. Why did you close it down?
Yes, it is. It was actually a very big step for our district. For our board, and I think as any other school board, the health and safety of our students is paramount. Last year, we only fielded a team of approximately 20 students. During the course of the season, a number of fairly significant injuries occurred, including an ACL tear, a significant concussion, a broken ankle, and a number of other minor injuries. Such injuries were so paramount through the team that we ultimately even had to cancel a game mid-season. So at the end of the season, the board decided to do an assessment of the program to make sure that we were able to field a team that was not only competitive, but also a team that was going to be able to be safe in our students' play. After doing a poll of the students, we found that we really only had interest of about 12 to 15 students. So to some degree, the decision became easy. But by the same token, we were trying to assess whether we could field a team that would be competitive with schools and that we could have a team that was large enough to basically not be injured on the field.
So as you were going through this assessment, you said you had a number of acute injuries, knees and ankles. What was more of a concern, those acute injuries of kids winding up on crutches or the other injuries that you talked about, which can be much more chronic, the head injuries, the concussions, and what that can sort of do down the line to a person?
Well, the whole issue about head injuries definitely played a backdrop in this. The issue about concussions was not a paramount concern. It was not one at the front. It was more just the overall issue of injuries across the board and whether we were putting kids on the field that were basically going to be susceptible to injury because of the lack of numbers and their size.
Well, is the area of the Maplewood Richmond Heights School District, you know, are you guys a soccer town? Is it the case that maybe nobody's going to miss football all that much because all the best athletes want to play soccer?
I don't know about that. I mean, we are still investigating whether we can renew the program. And we do think that may be one of the reasons why there has been a decline in interest in football is we now have a significant increase in interest in soccer and in students, both male and female, coming out for soccer teams.
So that's really interesting, Nelson Mitten, because if you were approaching this story, you might think, well, this town was concerned about injuries. They canceled football for this year, but this is a town that's going to do an assessment in football will come back. You're describing a place where football's been canceled and maybe people are going to be fine with that.
Yes, as I indicated, we just did not have the outcry that we expected. Maplewood Richmond Heights has a fine football tradition. I've been to a number of alumni gatherings where I've spoken to alums from the 60s and 70s, and they talked glowingly of their past records on the football field. And just 5 years ago, our football team was in the state championship for its class. So we do have a fine football tradition. But by the same token, we do need to cater to the needs and desires of our students now. And if there's not that strong of an interest, we will basically not renew the program and just go with soccer and maybe providing other sports and outlets.
You know, President Mitten, anytime there's a safety assessment like this, like the one that you've done, it's useful to look at the real world. And it makes sense in a lot of ways that you saw these injuries and you saw the health of your students and you decided to cancel football. Lots of your students drive to school every morning. Lots of them drive on the weekends. And as we both know, that's way more dangerous to their health than playing football. Talk a little bit about that comparison. I mean, certainly you're not going to ban students from driving to school. So how do you weigh that?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I guess you can weigh it in a fashion that driving is not something that we can necessarily control. And furthermore, driving is something, a daily activity that people have to engage in. Football is a sport. It is an extracurricular activity. And if you create a forum for students, especially a forum where it's more likely than not that students may become injured, I think you have a duty as a public official to assess that and make a determination and make the decision on that health and safety concerns that are within your control.
The school district of Maplewood-Richmond Heights, just outside of St. Louis, has canceled football after an assessment of the safety of students and also the interest of the town. Nelson Mitten is the president of that school board. Mr. Mitten, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Maplewood-Richmond High School outside of St. Louis is one of just a very small number of schools that have made the decision to abandon football. There are more than 14,000 high schools nationally that have programs. But many of you share a similar uncertainty over the role of sports in your lives and the lives of kids across the country.
My name is Ryan Bossy. I graduated high school in 2007 from Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and I quit football just before what would have been my junior season in 2005.
Like many young players, Ryan, who's now 26, says he grew up around the sport.
I had been a football fan since I was really just a kid. My dad grew up watching college football, professional football, and had me alongside with him. My brother played high school football. My dad played high school football. So really it was just a kind of, you know, an exciting time in your life because it was your turn. It was your chance to play. And really, I just loved it. I just fell in love with the sport, all the passion that people have for it, and all of the excitement that's generated around it.
But after the excitement wore off, Ryan decided it wasn't something he wanted to continue doing anymore.
I just hated playing with all of that violence and pain. All of my memories that I have now of football are when I've actually gotten hurt or when somebody else got hurt. And that was just something that I didn't really particularly enjoy and wasn't motivated to continue in. But still, there's a certain aspect of kind of feeling defeated, and also that whole, you know, it was a pretty conservative area where I grew up, so just not being man enough or, you know, that masculinity aspect was really not something that was overtly pushed on me, but, you know, you can't help but feel it in that environment.
My name is Zach Walker, and I'm a 14-year-old freshman at Westboro High School in Westboro, Massachusetts.
14-year-old Zach says he would be devastated if his school ever canceled its football program. It's a sport, he says, that's instilled confidence and motivation in him from a young age, despite the risks.
I started playing football in fifth grade. I love the game and cannot imagine not being able to play. I left a youth game once by ambulance after a helmet-to-helmet hit. It was very scary, but the coaches and trainers did not want to take any unnecessary chances with my safety. I was cleared to play, and while I know it was hard for my parents to see me back out on the field, I never considered giving up the game.
And Zach's mom, Lee, agrees. She's backing him up.
He plays a lot of football. Every week, practice and games, it's a tremendous amount of time and effort. Do I worry? Absolutely. But this is his passion. The life lessons and skills he learns from being on a football team far exceed a game of X's and O's. And I believe the rewards of playing on any team sport outweighs the risks, which are inherent in nearly every sport.
Lee sees the risks, accepts them, and makes the case that it's a lot less dangerous than the other things that kids do, like driving.
Zach isn't quite old enough yet to drive. I still have that to look forward to. Driving is one of the most dangerous things a young person can do, yet it is the rare parent who says, no, my kid is not going to drive.
This is Eddie Canales. I'm the founder of Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Foundation. Gridiron Heroes was started after my son suffered a spinal cord injury playing high school football.
Eddie has a son, Chris, who in 2001 had three offers to play college football. He made a touchdown-saving tackle that paralyzed him from the shoulders down in 2001. But Eddie says his son doesn't blame the game, and he doesn't either.
We are always asked why we still support the game of football. Have to understand that our young men still love the game of football. They don't blame the game for their injuries. You always hear that it's more than just the X's and O's. That's never more prevalent than when you're having to visit a young man that has suffered a spinal cord injury and is fighting for his life. And if they have a love for the game, let them play. The other thing is that we can't put our kids in a bubble. We have had calls not only from football, but we've had a pole vaulter, a baseball player, a hockey player, lacrosse player, cheerleaders, wrestler, just about every sport that you can think of that we may have had a call where someone has suffered a spinal injury, but there are some good things that come out of playing the game of football and participating in athletics in general.
That's Eddie Canales, a dad from Texas. We got some powerful stories from you, and we always want to hear more from you. Would you let your child play? Why or why not? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can always comment at thetakeaway.org.